Come on. I can't believe you're joking right now, dude. My fucking brother's in CBD rehab for CBD.
What?
Yeah.
Was he just too relaxed?
This is not a time for laughs, dude.
Were his joints not inflamed?
No, dude. So he drives a bus. So CBD has a...
He drives a bus.
CBD has a tiny trace amount of THC in it because the hemp plant is legal. So in order to be a legal hemp plant, it only can have, I think, 0.3% THC, which, you know, per gram of hemp is 3 milligrams of THC, which is enough to trigger a drug test. So it's like, you know, but if you're driving a bus, say you have some shoulder pain, you could have like your eyes just closing on Xanax as long as you have a script and you could legally drive a bus. But if you happen to have trace amounts of THC, they're like, you can't do that. And he was like, dude, this is like, I don't do any drugs. I don't drink. I just take CBD oil. I don't want to take, you know, opiates, blah, blah, blah. So they were like, all right, we understand what you're saying, but for formality's sake, you have to go to a rehab. So he has to go to like not an inpatient. Like he has to just go and do like a program basically. Dude, so he goes in there. Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Jesus.
So for CBD, he goes in there for CBD, dude. Has to do a fucking thing. That costs God knows how much fucking money.
Yeah, he has to go to like a patient first.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, what are those called?
When I got called. What is it
urgent
called?
Care? Yeah.
No, I was saying
he has to go to urgent care.
It's an urgent care of rehab, dude. Yeah. And it's like, and this is how social work works, where it's like, everyone's writing these grants and then someone's like, here's $50,000. And you're like, woo, and everyone just goes on to it, dude. So it's like, he shows up, he's like, hey, my job's making me go here, or it's for CBD. And the lady's just like, these things happen. Come on in. Oh. They're just like, yo, we're getting fucking.
That's so embarrassing.
10 G's. I mean, he's like, whatever. I mean, it's not as embarrassing as going in there for like fucking smoking meth and shit. At least he can go in there and be like, look, I have to be here.
Which is what everybody says.
True.
Not like one of these fucking CBD.
Dude, so it's like you go in there and they're trying to keep it a little safe now because like you have to go for one orientation in person and then you get to Zoom. But they have this, it's set up where like...
He's doing Zoom rehab for CBD?
So
he can drive a bus? Jeez.
So the first day he was there was an in-person orientation, but there are people who are Zooming who are on screens. So it was like him and like four or five other people. And then there was a 60-year-old black dude on a screen. And they're all, you know, the lady's like, all right, everyone, we're going to take a break. So like, you know, cut your camera off or whatever, and we'll come back. The dude cut his camera off, didn't cut his mic. So he put the fucking old guy while they're on break.
Sounded like Lil Wayne was about to come on. He started lighting up.
No. He started fapping. So they're all in this room. They're, you know, my brother's in IRL. He's there in real life in CBD rehab with other people who happen to do heroin and methamphetamine. And he's like, you hear like,
no.
Everyone's like, it's his dog. There's no way he's fat. My brother's like, that guy's jerking off, man. And everyone's like, no, there's no fucking way. And then you just hear the guy go, oh.
Holy shit. They heard him.
They heard him come.
No.
Yeah. And then.
Try to play it cool and come back on?
So he has no idea anyone heard this because he's not in the room with anybody. He's just on a Zoom screen. So the lady's like, all right, everybody come back. And he's like, oh, what's up, y'all? How was everybody's break? Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
You just fucking came. Because, I mean, dude, in the guy's defense, he's like a 6-year-old dude. He's on Zoom. Either he's right near the porn or he's like scoping hot babes on Zoom. And he's like, I got to rub one out. This is too much.
Yeah, I could see how like a Zoom with strangers would trigger you into thinking of like cam girls.
Yeah, exactly.
That same. Yeah.
Yep. Popping
next
up.
Next thing you know.
Dude, just. And then like they're all in there. They're all in there.
Just like a hard like. Oh.
Fuck. Oh. Yeah. So this fucking just comes on Zoom really loud.
Oh my God.
And he was old enough too, where you almost feel bad because you don't know how to use it. Especially if you like spent your life like chasing everywhere in your family, you can't call your nephew anymore, your niece. Like, hey, how do you like work this computer?
Oh, fuck.
So he's isolated himself into the point where he's just like ripping
loads. He's doing Zoom rehab.
He doesn't have any fucking.
And he's jizzing. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this is when people talk about the pandemic and like the cost of like isolating everybody. Dude, this is like one of them. You get a guy who's just like could be there in person.
Yeah, that
and
guy
unable
should have jerked off in the bathroom. He should have said, "Excuse me, I'm going to go to the bathroom at the break." Yeah, you hear him? You'd be like, "That was a loud shit."
It'd be nice if he hit like a nice James Brown, which is like, ah!
Yeah, I was like, he's like, God damn.
Oh. Remember the video we used to play where it was the guy, it was an old black dude cream pieing and like an older white lady. And he's just like,
yes.
Yeah, that was, my brother told me that today, and that was just absolutely delightful.
Man.
Just catching an old guy coming on Zoom, just like, oh. Oh, what's up, y'all? How was y'all break? How's everybody? Okay now. Okay now, everybody.
Yeah, he's still trying to play it cool. Just being a cool older black guy.
Okay now, everybody. How's everybody doing here?
Yeah. Little Forrest Gump. You remember when he sat outside, imitated that dude coming in Forrest Gump? Your brother should have done that to him.
But yeah, man, that's so he has to go through CBD rehab so that he can reclaim his job. It's a sweet gig, dude. You work for like basically like 3 hours a day, get paid pretty much.
What's SEPTA? I don't know if you're like
No, it's a school.
Oh, it's a school bus driver?
Yeah.
Is it rehab? Oh my God. This is bad.
It's a good gig, dude.
Yeah. But arguing like, I should be able to have some fucking weed in my system. I'm driving these kids.
I mean, the thing is, if you take CBD oil, it's non-psychoactive. And it just happens to leave. The thing is, if you roll up.
What would you say if you got drug test? If you tested positive for weed, wouldn't you be like, nah, it's CBD?
For sure. Well, you could technically. But if they were to like really hold your feet to the fire, they could take a blood test and then look at your nanograms per milliliter of your blood. And they could tell you if that was bullshit or not. But it's also, I mean, you know, forget, you know, okay, that's one thing. But it's also like, dude.
Well, I'm sure a little bit of weed in a bus driver's system is the least of their fucking worries.
It should be mandatory. But yeah, it's also true. Like, the problem is that.
Yeah, if you're sober doing this.
I could legally.
You're a creep.
True.
That's true. How about bus ladies, dude? You ever get some bus ladies?
Yeah,
there's fucking a ton of bus ladies.
Yeah, well, they're
almost always bus ladies.
Are you talking about like back in the days, like the old days?
School bus.
Yeah, there was mostly when.
Well, I think it was always just lesbian ladies
for the most
part.
In
my hometown, if you were a lesbian, you did get shunned from the community, and you just had to be a bus driver.
Hopped on the bus. That was it.
You had to be a school bus driver
for sure, dude. It was a school. That was the treatment, yeah, dude. It was like we had a lady who pretty much it was all ladies actually for the most part. The lady who was like our usual bus driver.
It was crazy because you'd think like, yeah, it's an awfully big bus for a lady.
She did hit a fire hydrant once and knocked it off. Yeah, water shot everywhere. Later found out, you know, through the bus driver grapevine, now that I have access to bus driver gossip, she was on opiates. Yeah, she was on opiates. She's gone. But you can go get a prescription to Percocets as a bus driver and be like fucking like half your eyes closed on Percocets.
That can't be true.
Yes, you can, dude.
There's no way you can take.
Yeah, you can.
Actively take Percocets and drive a bus.
Yeah, you can. If you have chronic pain issues, you are by law. You can't. You couldn't say, like, hey, you can work this job, but you can't take X, Y, and Z on a Fed. Like, for the federal government, you're allowed to take any prescription medicine you want. Now, if you're working for the CIA, they might get into.
Yeah, but a side effect of it is you can't operate machinery. So I think they would be like, you can't take it and drive.
I'm pretty sure you're able to. That was his whole case. Like, dude, people can take prescription medicine. You can take fucking. I think you can take it, but you can't take too much. Dude, think about the dudes when I guess they weren't like testing these dudes, but like machine operators and shit. They're all on Percocets.
Yeah, illegally.
No, I think you're totally allowed to be, because we would go get drug tested to work in hospitals, and I would go, you know, go fake a drug test in the fucking hospital, a little glove or whatever, and dump it in, and then I would watch a guy who also drug tested who would just fucking popping pills. He's like, I got a prescription. He was an operator. So again, correct me if I'm, again, I'm always open to, you know,
yeah,
because I'm not into literal truth. I'm just more of a functional truth guy.
Matt, obviously. I hear you.
Obviously.
But could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you talk to this hand?
What talking about?
Talk to the hand.
Why would I talk to the hand?
Because you're being a punk.
Why am I being a fucking punk?
You can't take oxys and drive a school bus.
You can take not Oxycontin maybe, but you can take Percocets. Dude, I guarantee it.
I don't know. I've seen people take perks.
You can be a cop on perks. You can be a cop. I swear to God, you can be a cop on perks and like all kinds of shit. I would argue like a fourth of cops are on psych meds, to be honest. So it's like you could take a Xanax. You're telling me a cop can't pop a Xanax and go to work? Like, dude, you'd be surprised how many of them are popping a fucking Valium and heading to the station.
Yeah.
So you know, it's your legal medicine. I don't think they're legally allowed to be like, oh, this is your doc. These are your, you know, medical issues. Therefore, we won't give you this job. If you have chronic pain, you have to pop a couple perks. You have to pop some pancakes and syrup, bro.
Yeah.
They're not going to hate on you for that, dude.
They should. They really should.
You would think.
You would fall asleep hitting
them. Dude, I could be on like a dick shriveling amount of Adderall and just go work for the government. And they're testing you, and it's like, yeah, that's what I take. That's
well, Adderall wouldn't fuck you up like driving or anything.
It would fuck me up. I got kicked out of a concert on Adderall. I tried to jump.
Adderall?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I tried it. That was when I tried to jump to the lower. I was at a Beastie Boys concert, and I tried to jump to the ground level from my level. Got tackled by security. Dude, it's so funny. When the couple times I've taken Adderall, it does the exact opposite, where it, like, you know how they say, like, it helps people's impulse control? If you have ADHD, you take Adderall.
And yeah.
When I take Adderall, it's the total opposite. It's like, I'll like, see something. I'd be walking down the street and see, like, a can of soda next to, like, a bunch of people eating. It's like, kick that can. I'm like, okay. Boom. And I kick it. And I'm like, oh, my bad. I was drinking, too. That was the thing. So drinking Adderall for me, yes. Just like, oh my God, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
That was the night I got kicked out of the Beastie Boys concert, lost both my shoes and had to walk
home. But you were drinking at the Beastie Boys concert.
A couple beers, man. I've drank a bunch of times. I never did anything that crazy. It's when you give me, when I'm drinking and you hit me with the Adderall. Because it's like I have drunk thoughts that are just bad ideas, and the Adderall just gives me the energy to be like, let's go, bro, on the hop. You got this. It gives me like this weird confidence that I shouldn't have while I'm that drunk.
Yeah.
I can't, dude. I can't fuck with it. It's crazy.
Oh, it just makes you talk like fucking nonstop.
Yeah, it's fucking insane.
Yeah.